This is Shemulun, Shitas Rabashi, which is the Yesoidus of Chatzar and the Yesoidus of Shlichos. Let's go very slowly by the Indian Mitoy Chasid. Hello, Amar Rabashi. Chatzar Mishum Yadis Aboy, Veloy Goro Mishlichos. Gotta get the Choyhula in Chodinodin Ela Befano, and Matana Dishusuloy Zachinodin Shaloy Befano. What is Rav Ashi coming to do? As the Chiddushi Aran sets up, there's a big machlokes Rashi, the Umas, the Rif, and the Rambah. Rashi is Mavun, and every Amaschal El Amar Rav Ashi. Rashi explains, Loi titli taima mishum di isa bal korcho, el gabe matana hainu taima. This is a continuation of the last Gemara, of the Teretz of Rapapa Dasa Cheres Machna. And we're going back, we're coming to answer Rapapa. That's how Rashi learns. Lefi zeh, that which Rapapa was machalik between Dasa Cheres Machna or not, is Emes Lemaskana. And Ravashi is coming to explain Shitas Rapapa. That's how Rashi learns. In the Rif and the Rambam, the Ran says, is Mavur not that way. They do not bring Rapapa lahalacha. They hold by Chotzer, there is no chilek between the Asacheres Makne or not. Muchach lemaskana, Rapapa is off the map, is not lahalacha. Because they learn when Ravashi is coming to say a whole new teretz, nothing to do with the Asacheres Makne. There's a chilek between something which is a choyv and something which is a schus. And that's a new way of learning the Gemara of the answer to the Shaila from Reb Gamliel. The big diyuk, like the Rith in the Rambam, is because Ravashi says, Elo Amir Ravashi. Elo means a chazara. What are we being choyza from? As the Rith in the Rambam were medayik, we're choyza from Rapapa. The Hainu Rapapa said it teretz das acheres makna elo omer Ravashi. We're choyza from Rapapa. The das Rashi, Rashi's mazbe the elo, we're choylik on the way we try to answer Rapapa. But we're not choylik on the etzem memra of Rapapa. As that's just the hagdom and pshat. Yeah, the etzem mahalach, the Rif and the Rambam, you have to see the Hanukkah Chatvar. But Rashi learns it's a continuation, and that's why Rashi the whole way puts her papa together with Ravashi. The two go hand in hand. It's one shita together. Rashi's matriach to explain how it goes hand in hand. You have to work hard to understand it. But that shita is Rashi, number one. Number two, over here is the Gemara, Chotzis Raboi Mishum Yad, Veloi Goro Mishlichus, Gabi get the choyvu lo inchov lodom ele befanov. Gabi matana deschusu loi zochel lo odom sheloi befanov. Taisis in Ksubis, Andaf Yed Aleph. One of the most famous taisis in the Inyanim of Schia and Shlichus. Taisis says, Schia is mitam Shlichus. The Ramban, the Ritva, Acholik on Taisis, they say Schia is la mitam Shlichus. Where does Taisis build the Yesoid, Schiyas Mitam Shlichus? Taisis in Ksumis Yer Aleph brings our Gemara. Why? Because our Gemara, if you look well, our Gemara says, V'loi Gara Mishlichas. And two lines later on explains, why is it a Shlichus? Because Zochel Lodom Shaloi Befano. As Mefurish in the Gemara, that Schiyas Mitam Shlichus. Because according to the Ramban and the Ritva, that Schiyas Islam mitam shlichus. As what's this Gemara saying? It's like gora mishlichus, and it's mishum schia. Are schia and shlichus are two different things. As this is Taisus and Ksuvis on Daf Yud Aleph, his big raya to his yisoy, schia is mitam shlichus, and Rashi over here goes with Taisus in Ksubis, and Rashi learns Schi is an Ansadi, that he's Nichale Lemhavish Luchoy, and he's a Shliach Luchoy. As the Shaila is how do the Rishonim that learn Schi, Allah Mitam Shlichus, how are they going to learn this Gemara? As there's two ways of learning. Way number one, Rashi over here, in the first lashon of Rashi, Divra Maskol Ela Amar Ravashi, Rashi learns that really chotzer is midin yad, and it's a yad that's mahani midin shlichus. Yeah. Bizman hazeh, you call it a hybrid. It's a tziruf. It's a tziruf of yad that works shlichus. As lefi zeh, over here, is not the regular parsha of shlichus. It's a yad that works shlichus. As lefi the first lashon of Rashi, you would say, even though the Gemara says lo garam shlichus, but it doesn't mean the shlichus of kol ha-Torah kula. It's a yad that's working shlichus. That's the way the Mashal learns with us, Rashi. That's one way of learning. Another way of learning is from this Gemara is a big makar to Rabbi Chishmul b'shem Reb Chaim. The shaila is lefi the Rishonim that learn chotzer that tzchiya is lav mitam shlichus. So what is it? If it's not mitam shlichus, how does it work? We know there's a parsha you can do asiyas for someone else with shlichus. If tzchiya is lav mitam shlichus, how does it work? As the Ksois in Simen Kufay says, that if Tzchi is la mitam shlichus, it's midin yad. It's a whole different parsha. It has nothing to do with the parsha of shlichus. If that's the case, then Tosis is asking a very strong question. Our Gemara says shlichus, and our Gemara says zachin la'adam shaloi b'fano. But the Birchei Shmuel brings down from Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim said, even in the Rishonim that said Tzchi is la mitam shlichus, avada Tzchiya works me'ein the parsha of shlichus. Because we only found one way to do for someone else in the Torah, shlichus. We don't find another way. As it must be, it's me'ein shlichus. Aye, so what did the Rishonim mean, Tzchiya is la mitam shlichus? They mean Tzchiya has a maila, it doesn't have to be learnt out of the parsha of shlichus. It works mitzad atzmai, because it's a schus. And therefore the miyutim in the parsha of shlichus are not in the parsha of Tzchiya. That's why the Rishonim say, if Tzchiya is la mitam shlichus, it works by a cotton. Because a cotton was mismayit in the parsha of shlichus. But he wasn't mismayit from Zochin. About Vada, the Shoyrish Shabbai, the Lomdish Shabbai, is Shlichus. So, feel the way Reboch Be'er brings from the Rebbe, Reb Chaim, Vidas the Rishonim, the Gemara over here is Mevur Heiden. Okay, as this is the Gemara, to learn Shas many times and not know where is the Gemara of Tzchiya Mitam Shlichus. Why? Because in most yeshivas, they don't get up to Yud Beis Amud Aleph. As if you ask you on a mitchan, where's the Gemara of Tzchiya Mitam Shlichus? Blank. Yeah. Das ist unsere Gemara. Tzchiya Mitam Shlichus. The Gemara says, Chatz is Mishum Shlichus, and it says it's also Mishum Tzchiya. 1 + 1 = 2. Das steht da, Tzchiya is Mitam Shlichus. Das ist Tosis Israel. Right? And we saw how the other Rishonim are going to answer. Either he has a new parsha of Shlichus, or like Reb Chaim, that even they hold it's in the parsha of Shlichus. Just it doesn't have the miyutim of the parsha. Those are the two ways of learning. Okay. As thus is the Gemara. Hava in the Kones in the Rashi. Rashi is a Gansom world over here. Gansom Mahal. Okay, as let's see Rashi. Ela Amar Rav Ashi, Loi Tikli Taima, the Rabbanim Rashi on Yer Aleph on the base, Mishum the Isa Bal Korcha, Abagabi Matana, Haina Taima, the Loim Yidin Oimed Etzim. The Kivon, the Miyoda Saboy Loi Gora Mishlucho, Lehitiv Lo, Yidu Shlucho Mi Loi Koni. As Rashi has a whole Arichis, Freg the Marshom, and Frek the Maram Shif, that the Rashi's Arichos is a Kfeilus Lashon. Rashi is Marich. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines, and he says the same thing twice. Vitzarech Beer. Why is Rashi Marich so much? He's just repeating himself over and over again. Azog the Malsha must be that it's two different pshatim in Rashi. The first chelik on time of the Yesh chelik is one mahalach in Rashi, and the second chelik is another mahalach in Rashi. Rav Nochum Kedargoy, whenever you have these things, he says, because Rashi had four maduras, and the first one is Rashi and Madura Kama, the second one is Rashi and Madura Basa. Dainu Rashi wrote his Pirush on Shas four times. We have the final print of Rashi. Yeah. Jistam, before you print something, you have to work it over and over and over and over again. That is Roy Lahadis. Oh. We have the Hashlomas Agmara. Lepamim, what went around in Europe was the first print of Rashi before he came to the fourth print. Some Gemaras have the first print too. That's what he said. And he brought a diyuk from the Rebbeinu Peretz this way, Ayin Shom. Because that's the two pshatim of Rashi. And Rav Nochum added a very beautiful connection. The Marshon, the Maram Shif, in order to say this, they ask, Rashi is a kfeilus loshit. Rashi is mayur kfeilus loshit. Rav Nochum says, if you look inside, there are shinuyim in Rashi. And that's a big makar, that it's two mahalchim in Rashi. Because there's a bunch of shinuyim in Rashi. And Rav Nochum is kilu, what the Velt just says over the Marshon, the Maram Shif, Rav Nochum took it to a whole different level. Not only is it an extra Lashon, there's different Lashon, and every different Lashon is going to fit in after we learn the Rashi Kiroi. As Havoy, let's be Boine the Indian, the way Rav Nochum was Miyasa, Niflugut, the Kayach of reading the Rashi. Zot Rashi in the first Lashon. The difference is how you read the Gemara. And this is why the Chazon Ish was against Art Scroll. Because he said that Art Scroll is going to be mefarish the Gemara one way, but sometimes the Kriya and the Gemara could be different according to different Rishonim. You can't be metargim with Gemara without a Rashi. Okay. But the Ma'is Hashem wanted Art Scroll. It happened. It's a good. I'm not coming to complain. But this is the reason, because how you read a Gemara is Tali Yamal and Tuv Shatan and Rashi. Okay, let's start. The big way, the big shinui is take a look at Rashi. The first line of Rashi. The first lotion of Rashi learns. These are the key words. Let's focus it. The kivan de miyada isra boy leigara mishlucha. The way to read the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Chotzer Mishum Yad, therefore, Loigara Mishlichus. As if you're writing an art school, you're writing a Pirish on the Gemara, the way to read the words is, Chotzer is Loigara Miyad Kivan, therefore, Loigara Mishlichus. That's the first Lashon of Rashi. The second Lashon of Rashi reads a whole different pshat in the Gemara. The second Lashon of Rashi takes out the word kivan and he puts in the words av al gav. Av al gav dechotze mishum yad. It's also mishum shlichos. The difference between a therefore or an av al gav is the difference between night and day. One is this is the reason, and one is even though this is a different reason. As thus is shinoi number one that Rav Nochum said is the drastic shinoi, which from there we're going to buy the big yisoidus in the sugya. That the first mahalik of Rashi is learning that the parsha of shlichos is because chotzer is mishum yad, therefore it's a shlichos. And the second mahalik of Rashi is learning chotzer, even though it's mishum yad, it's also mishum shlichos. And what is the shinui? As this, the Marsha himself speaks out. We had in the sugya on Yud Amud Beis a big machlekes rishonim. Over there, there's a gzeiras akosiv that chotzer is mishum yad. The shaila is, what is the gzeiras akosiv? As Rashi learns, because the word your marbed is the word of yad. Aye, so how do you know chotzer mishum shlichos? Rashi on Yud Amid Beis twice says, well, we already have a parsha of shlichus. As chotzer is a shliach because misvaritz nichlal in the parsha of shlichus. That's how Rashi says on Yud Amid Beis, bein in the beginning of the sugi when it says chotzer mishum shlichus, bein in the bottom of Yud Amid Beis when it mentions chotzer mishum shlichus again. It's the regular parsha of shlichus. The Rabbeinu Peretz in the Ritva asks on Rashi over there, how could you say chotzer is mishum shlichus? A shliach is a ben das. A chotzer is lav a ben das. The parsha of shlichus is a ben das, a person. A chotzer is not a person. Void, a chotzer is less of a tairas. A person is isa b'tairas. He can do the chaloy. A chotzer is less of a tairas. As therefore the Rishonim say that the only way you could say Chotzer Mishum Shlichus is if there's a Mokka. You can't learn it out from the regular parasha of Shlichus. As we have a Machlokes, Rashi, Lumas the Ritva, the Rabbeinu Peretz, Yud Amid Beis. Toisis on Yud Amid Beis learns like the Ritva, the Rabbeinu Peretz. That Chotzer Mishum Shlichus needs a ribuy of Chotzer is teaching us Chotzer Mishum Shlichus. Toi. Now let's come back to our Rashi, Zot the Malshon. That's the chilik between Mahalach Rishon, Mahalach Sheni. In Mahalach Sheni of Rashi, Rashi says, Ava gav de Israboy mishum yad, kidom leel yuram ebeis, loigor mishlichas, di inami lo Israboy mivinosen biyodo, havenav gilon chotzer mishlichas, Zot the Malshon. The second Mahalach in Rashi is that we would know chotzer mishlichus from the regular parsha of shlichus. As the gzeres hakosev of chotzer is yad. Where do you know chotzer mishum shlichus? You learn it out of the parsha of shlichus. If you want to be mesader the inyanim, as da sveidi, as da chotzer mishum yad, the ribuy is in the parsha of chotzer v'nosem biyadah. Chotzer mishum shlichus, you learn it out from the parsha of shlichus. Zog the Malsha, that is like Shitas Rashi on Yud Amid Beis. The first Mahalach of Rashi doesn't say that you learn out Shlichus from Chotzer Mishum Shlichus in the Parsha of Shlichus. Zog the Malsha, because the first Mahalach of Rashi is going like Toisis and the Rabbeinu Peretz. That Chotzer Mishum Shlichus is nomad from the din of it needs a Zeres HaKosev. You can't learn it from the Parsha of Shlichus. As this part is the Mefurish Moshe, that's what he sets up as the difference in the two Rishonim. Ad Kan Divrei HaMosha. And the Moshe leaves us in mid-air. He doesn't explain. So what's Pshat according to the first Pshat of Rashi? Where do you know Chotzer Mishum Shlichus? As the Ritva over here, Lishitosoi on Yud Amid Beis says that what we mean over here is that there is a ribuy in the parsha of Chotzer that tells us that Chotzer is Mishum Shlichus. That's the pshat according to these Rishonim. There's a ribuy in the parsha of Chotzer that it works midin Shlichus. Rashi, as that's the easiest way. Gevaldik, as it's a ribuy in chotzer, works midin shlichus. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Kivan di miyode Yisraboy loigora mishluchay. My comma, frekt Rav Nochum. What? Because it's learned out of yad, therefore it's a shliach. A yad is one thing, a shliach is another thing. Ma inyin zu eitzel zu. That because it's nilmad from yad, therefore it's loigara mishlichus. It's kilu mashman Rashi. We learn out the parsha of chotzer mishum shlichus and the parsha of chotzer mishum yad. Mashaychis. This is yad. This is shlichus. This is two different things. My come. Oh. As that's what Rav Nochum adds on to the Marsha. That the Marsha is very sweet, very nice, sets it up. But he left us suspended in mid-air. We need a pshat in Rashi. Where does Rashi learn chotzer mishum shlichus according to the first pshat? Mavur in Rashi, arizi yechidish. Tushma, zokrib, nochum, mavur in Rashi. If I never would have known chotzer mishum yad, as misvara, I would not say a chatzir is a shliach. Oh, but now that I have exeris achosim chatzir mishum yad, as then I could say misvara chatzir works midin shliach also. Because if it works midin yad, like gara, mishlichus. Ubir adam. I would have thought, like the Rabbeinu Peretz says, that it's only possible for a human to do something for me. It's not possible for a chotzer to do something for me. As if I wouldn't have a parsha in chotzer that tells me chotzer mishum yad, I would think I could only do ayidei another person. Another person could do for me. He could be a shliach for me. Of an inanimate object, a chotzer can't do for me. It's not a person. Comes along the parsha of chotzer, and the parsha of chotzer is mechadish. A chotzer could do for you. Einachinami midin yad, but it could do for you. Once we see the Torah was mechadish, a chotzer could do for you. As now misvara, we say okay. So now we could say it could work for you midin shlichus too. It's a yad, but the yad is working midin shlichus. Once the Torah was mechadish that this is my yad. As my yad works, midin shlichus also. As if the Torah wouldn't have said it's my yad, I would have said it's not me, it's nothing. Now that the Torah said it's my yad, as if it works midin yad, misvara, it should work midin shlichus too. So koshken, if it works midin yad, koshken, it should work the lesser din. Aba lefize zokrif nochum, it's a yad. But it's a yad deloy gara mishlichus. And the shach is medayik the Gemara. He says, if the Gemara means, is das svei dinim. As the Gemara should have said, chotzer is raboy mishum yad, vigam mahani mishum shlichus. What's this loshen? Deloy gara. It's not less than shlichus. That's meduyik, that even when chotzer is mahani midin shlichus, it's a yad. It's a yad that works midin shlichus. It's loigara mishlichus. As the yad is loigara mishlichus. Thus is an akuda. It's a tifa akuda. Want the olam to think about it and handle it more. Look inside the Rav Nochum. Thus is the kivun in Rashi. As thus is one chiddush that we see in Rashi. As what's the ikashinui, the two lashonis? The second lashon is learning is thus svei parshas. Is the parsha of chotzer, thus is exeris akosim midin yad. Is the parsha of shlichus of kol ha-Torah kula. Chotzer could fit into either parsha. As they say, a chotzer could dance in two chasanas at the same time. It could sometimes be a yad, and it could sometimes be a shliach. Sometimes it goes in the parsha of yad. So when it doesn't fit in the parsha of yad, it goes in the parsha of shlichus of kol ha-Torah kula. As chotzer mishum yad, v'gam nami mishum shliach. The first lashon of Rashi is learning chotzer is yad. No amol yad works midin shlichus. Thus is the ikar knech, the ikar chilek in the svei lashonis. Okay. Thus is chiddush number one. Zog Rav Nochum, aber the etzem is the nacha chiddush in Rashi. Lam is boinu. L'choyra, what do we say? Baget, where it's a choyv, as chotzer doesn't work mishum shlichos, as therefore you need him to be oimed b'tzida, because it's only doimed to yad when he's oimed b'tzida. Aybazei is the grace of shayla on Rashi. How could you say that when it's a schus and you're not oimed b'tzida, it's a yad, but it works midin shlichos? If he's not oimed b'tzido, it's not a yad b'chlau. Harei the gzeres akosiv of dumi the yodai is only when it's oimed b'tzido. If you're rayon get shlichus doesn't work. You need yad, as you need oimed b'tzido. As you see in get, it's only called a yad when it's oimed b'tzido. As why by matana does Rashi say it's a yad and it's loy garam mishlichus when he's not standing with sidoi? If he's not standing b'tzidai, it's not a yad b'chlal. Das Fregrim Nochum. Das is a strong question in Pshat on Rashi. Poshet Aleph Beis. Question for anyone who thinks a little bit when he learns Rashi. It's a basic Pshat question. You don't have to be Rav Nochum. It's only Luya Shechab. 1 + 1 = 2. By get, we see it's only called Yada when it's Smuchaloi. As why by Matan is it called Yad even when it's not Smuchaloi? Zog Rav Nochum. Vais Techais. There are levels of Yad. The Yadai Gemura is when he's smuchalai. That's the Yad that's Poyo Midin Yad. That's the Xeris HaKosev of Enosim B'Yadai. When it's Eina Smuchala, it still is Yad, but it's a lower Madrega. And then it needs a Ribui of, you need the Loigara Mishlichus that it should work. But it's also a Yad, because it's a lower Madrega of Yad. And the Hesber is Zok Rav Nochum, because when you're smucholoi, it's mamish your makam kabbalah. You're standing there, you makabala yedei dechatzah. When it's not smucholoi, it's still your makam kabbalah, but it's less of a kabbalah. It's a lower level kabbalah. As I bezei, it's a yad garua. As a yad garua doesn't help me din yad, but it helps me din loy gara mishli. And that's also a chiddush in Rashi. That's a second chiddush in Rashi. Zog Rav Nochum, for this chiddush of Rashi, I have a beautiful mocha from a Rambam in his Gerushin Perikei Alocha Vod. Zog the Rambam. If you give a get to a Isha, you have to put the get in the Isha's hand. If you put it in a chotzer she'ena mishtameres, Zog the Rambam, if she comes and takes it afterwards from the chotzer, she's megureshes. Freg the tour in Simin Kuf Lamites. Tligitich mel gabi kalka. He put it in the chotzer shena mistareves. That's not called vinosin biyada. He didn't put it in her hand. He put it on the floor. This is Zeus Akosif. Vinosin biyada. This is the din tligitich mel gabi kalka. Does reg the tour on the Rambam, Mugach in the Rambam, Kimoy Shur Chaim Briskis Miyase, that a Chotzer She'ena Mishtameres is a Yad. It's not a Yad, it's Poyel Kinyin, but it's a Yad. As I Bazet, it was Minos and Biyodom, it's Doch a Chotzer, it's Eina Mishtameres, but it's still a Yad. As he was v'nosim b'yada, but the kinyan, she has to go ahead and pick it up in her yad mamish to do the kinyan. A state klar that a chotzer she'ena mishtameres is a yad, just a yad garua. It's not enough of a yad to make a gerishin, but it is a yad. As a meila, that'll be what Rashi in the first lashon has. Thus is the tnei. In Rashi, Rav Nochum said you could learn the reason why the other Rishonim choylek on Rashi is because they all like the tour. A yad of a chotzer she'ena mishtameres is not a yad b'chlal. But b'das Rashi over here, you'll see it is a yad. Just it's a yad garua, as you have to, you need the parsha of shlichos to say that it should work. Okay. As that's the big shinui in Rashi. That Rashi says, the first lashon is reading the Gemara. Mishum yad, therefore it's a shliach. And the second lashon is learning, it's mishum yad, even though it's mishum yad, but in the parsha of Chotzer it says it's mishum yad, but it also has another parsha of shlichos. That's the big shinui between the Rashi. Rav Nochum continued and took it a step further. Rav Nochum said, so why by a choy doesn't it work midin shlichus? As everyone would look and say, because it's not a schus. Rashi says different in the first lashon than he says in the second lashon. If you look well, Rashi says, Hilko gabi matana de schusula. Anan sadi nini chaleshe de shlucha, v'kanye le kishliach.
אבל גבי גט חויבו לו. אבל גבי גט חויבו לו, לוי ניחו לו שתהי שנוחו. Rashi says a very strong lashon. Gabi get the choyvu lo loy nichalo. I don't want you to be my shliach. That's in the first lashon of Rashi. In the second lashon of Rashi, Rashi says a different lashon. Hilkach gabi get the choyvu lo. Two lines on the bottom. Kiloyme ein adam yochol lasis shliach lochu. Adam sheloi midaitoi. Rashi doesn't stress it's bal korchoi. Rashi says by a choiv sheloi midaitoi you can't be his shliach. What's the difference? As Nochum said, is doch gewaldig. Fida marshah, the shinui is beautiful. Over there, we're talking about the regular parsh of shlichus. The regular parsh of shlichus is midaitoi. That, which we say Zochin is a chiddush. That's only by a schus, not by a choiv. You don't have to say because it's bal korchoi, even if it wouldn't be bal korchoi. But the parsha of shlichus wasn't mischadish when it shaloi midaitoi ba'oifin shel choiv. Masha'enkin, according to the first lashon, that it's a yad, but the yad is mahani midin shlichus, as the only way you could stop it from working is if it's bal korchoi, if you don't want it to work. As therefore, Rashi switches the what the chsarin by choiv is. As I vazei, we have two shinuyim in Rashi. One shinuy of how to read the Gemara, chotzis aboy mishum yad v'loy dara mishuchas, and another shinuy, what's the chsarin of chav. And both of them are based on how you learn what pshat in the Gemara, what is the shlichus? Is it a yadik a shlichus or a shliach dik a shlichus? Okay. Those are the shinuyim in Rashi and the two mahalchim in Rashi. There's one more angle in Rashi which is very shvel. This we need help from the Eilam to answer. Rashi says in the second Lashon, why do you need a riboy by get, that get is mahani midin yad? Why can't by get, can it work midin shliach? So Rashi, because get is even by a cotton and even by a ktane, to less no betayr shlichos, as therefore you need it to work midin yad. Koidem kol, frek the Rishash, cotton, who stayed in the Torah, get is even by a cotton. Ktana, it says, but it doesn't say anywhere, and la locha, it's not partial if cotton can give a get. We had a sugi before, yofinan cotton miktana, it's gonish partial. Why is Rashi bringing in cotton? Okay, you'll say cotton agav ktana, no. Aba frek Rebbe Akiva Eger, and frek the Rishash, a bomba question on Rashi. Why is Rashi saying Mishom Kotin? The reason is because it's a choy, like Rashi says in the Hemshech of Rashi. And there's a huge nafkamina, even by a godol chotin is Mishom Yad, because it's a choy. As why is Rashi saying the reason why we need a ribuy is because chotin is Mishom, because chotin works by a ktana, you need a ribuy even by a godol because it's a choy. And thus is Rabbi Kiva Eger Tzorich Diyon. Yeah, of the Shoin, Abom Bakasha. Anyone comes up with such a question, Teretz to this, Nishpoti. Yeah, Nishposhi. That is a very strong question on Rashi. Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Rishash Livet Shmer. Very hard question to answer. Okay. Thus is the Rashi. As thus is Rashi number one in Sotah. Ela Omer Revashi. Let's move on to Rashi number two. Rashi on the top of the Amid Aleph. Gabi matane dislusu loy zochen lo adam shaloi befanav shaloi midaite danan sadi de nichalei shtei shluchoi. This is the Rashi before
says an ansadi on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amir Beis. Rashi over here on Yud Beis Amir Aleph says an ansadi, as it's not only that Tosis that says Chiyah works midin an ansadi, Rashi says it also. Hilkok Kilesi Bitzad Chazero, the Lekker Dmuye Liyoda, the Nismucha, the Tape Place Rios and Mishli Chosso. Get the Shmucha Zaycholai Shalai Befana, Seyroi Nami Zaycholai Shalai Befana. As until here, Rashi was an easy Rashi. What happens afterwards is Mamish Grace Zacho. As Havoy, let's start. Miu Gabi Mitzia Kilesa Gabo. The loy nafkes chiyos and mishum ya lekeler buye mishlichos. Frank Rashi was okay. There's a chotz and mishum shlichos. Even when it's not yad, it works mishum shlichos. As why by mitzia doesn't it work mishum shlichos? Betzarech bir. Frank Rav Nochum. What do you mean? We answered because it's Eino Mishtameres, and Eino Mishtameres doesn't work. What happened in Rashi over here that he doesn't understand the Gemara before? Whatever you said until now, because it's Eino Mishtameres, that's the reason. But what happened in Rashi? What's Rashi is? Rashi wake up, Olam Laayasha, Chotzim Mishom Shlichos. Ah! As if Chatz is Mishom Shlichus, Ina by Eina Mishtamer, it should work. What do you mean? There's a Chsar, a Mishtameris. A Chatz is Eina Mishtameris. It's not a Makom Kabbalah. What happened in Rashi? What's he asking? Zokrev Nohom, you see, a Jizu Yechidish in Rashi. Rashi learns the Chsar of Mishtameris is only in Chatz Mishom Yad. Aber in Chatz Mishom Shlichus, it's not Shayach of Chsara Mishtameres. As Rashi Kilo learned, the whole Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, Yud Aleph Amid Beis, it was a basic, there's a Chsara of Chatzah Shayna Mishtameres, that was all before Rav Ashi was born. And he said, Chatzah is Mishum Shlichus, it's because we're going Chatzah Mishum Yad. But now Rav Ashi came and dropped his Rizik Echidish in the Sugi of Chatzah, that Chatzah besides being a Yad is being a Shliach. As now, Eina Mishtamer is not a Chsaren. It's a Rabbiya Lama. As we leave the Eilam, think about it. Okay. We leave the Eilam another day to think about it. Thus is. Okay. As Frank Rashi accused, there's no more Chsaren than Mishtameres. Kipshutai is one Psha. So Rashi Allah Yipsha. The gab is shlichus, he could das a shaleach, oi das shliach. Avo chotze, leka, loi das shaleach, ve loi das shliach. Hilkoch beinan das acheres makos. Zot Rashi, that shlichus works when you have das shliach, or das mishalach. But by Chotzev, there's no Das Liach and no Das Mishalach. Chiltuch Be'inon, Das Acheres Makdas. As this Rashi is a Rizig Yechidish in Inyone Shlichos, you see a big Yesoy. Reb Shimon and many Rosh Yeshivas have a Chakira. In Shlichos, whose Das is Poyel B'chalos? Is it the Das HaShliach or is it the Das of the Mishalach? The famous dogma is when the Mishalach gave the get and he became a Shoyte after he gave the get. Could the Shliach give the get? That's what the Achreinim Sushta. Is it the Das HaMishalach? Is it his Mishtata? Finito, he's finished, Zeu. Or is it the Das of the Shliach? And we don't care if the Mishalach. Many Chakiras went on this. Many Machleksei Rishayim. But we want to put our finger on Baruch Hashem, Shechiyonu, Vikiyimonu, Vigiyonu, the Bam Mitzia, Yudbeis, Amar Aleph, Rashi. Rashi is Poishet, the Chakira of Reb Shimon. It's either or. Rashi says it's either Das HaMishalach, Oy das hashliach. Either one could be payel the chalais. Kach mavur in Rashi. And there are other mekayris to Rashi to this. And now we're just kilo mean magish the nakuda. Rashi's mechadish das hashliach oy das habisham. Okay, as tiny Rashi by Chotzer, that is a big problem. There's no das hashliach and there's no das hamishal. Why there's no das hamishal? Fred Rav Nochum, over here we're talking about. We said zichseli chatzeli. Why isn't there das hamishala? Because you could talk to a chotzer, and it doesn't have any shaykhis to what the chotzer is doing. Bishlema, when you talk to a person and you tell him to do something, he's doing something because you told him, as then you have das hamishala. But when you talk to a chotzer doesn't hear you. A chotzer doesn't react to you. It's doing nothing to do with you. As the das hamishalach, it doesn't sushtel to the chotzer. And das hashliach, chotzer doesn't have das. As there's a real technical problem here. How is it going to work? Vedrashi gevaldige chav. Das acheres ma. So what's the answer? How does it work now? If there's no das hashliach, no das Hamishalach, what's the teretz? As Rashi in Gittin Chofalik, Rashi in Yevamis Kuf Yud Ches says, a riesige chiddush. Zog Rashi, you know who he's a shliach for? For the Mishalach. For the Maknum, sorry. The Chotzer is a shliach of the Makne, and therefore the Das Acheres Makne of the Makne works in the Chotzer. Wow. L'chayra, I would have thought you could only be a shliach for the person who owns the Chotzer. How could you be a shliach for the Makne? As if I didn't have Rashi say it, if a bacher would walk over and say it, I'd say go back to sleep. How could you say such a thing? Chotzer is a shliach because it belongs to the person. Over here you say a riesige chiddush in Rashi that a chotzer is a shliach also of the matne. Now, if the matne will want to make it a shliach to be zeich in other things, of course it doesn't work. But to do a kinyan for the bailam of the chotzer, that he could be a shliach of the matne. So we want to be Magder and Rashi, Mamayit the Chiddush. Avada is the Makne doesn't own it, it's not his Chotzer. But when he's doing a Kinyan to the Koine who owns it, that he could be a Shliach to the Makne. Lo shtei in Rashi. Freg the Mausho of Bomba Kash on Rashi. How could it be? So how does a Chotzer HaMishtamer work? By a Chotzer HaMishtamer, there's no Das HaShliach, and there's no Das HaMishalach. But how does a Chotzer HaMishtamer work? And he means a Chotzer HaMishtamer in the Oifen where there's no Das HaCheres Matna, to go in the Chifetz Hel Hefker. How does it work? Thus fragt the Masha. As there's one Mahalich. And like we saw that the Masha learned for many years one way, then one Purim we got him a Riyaz, and he found the Riyaz, asked the question of the Masha, and he says a Mahalich of a Chenshvat. As the Masha had to wait many years to come to this Riyaz, the Olam will wait one more day. So as Hashem, tomorrow we see a Nayo Mahalach, the Shifus Rashi in the Riyaz, but the Yisraelim can handle the Kashas. Okay. So as Hashem, we really did one Rashi today. That was the first Rashi. The second Rashi, we handled some of the questions on Rashi. we have to come back to this Rashi tomorrow on the Mashem Dinim. These are very excited to be running in the very sadistic Buddhist Hindis in Yanin. Sayin Chotzer, Sayin Shlichus. It's Hashem tomorrow to learn the Rashi. Also, we'll do the Taisis. Rashi and Taisis.